From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his third message in a series of studies in the book of Joshua, bringing part two of a message called Measurable Progress Towards Certain Victory. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection, Morning by Morning. This morning's text is found in Genesis chapter 41 and verse 4. The ill-favored and lean-fleshed kine did eat up the seven well-favored and fat kine. Pharaoh's dream has too often been my waking experience. My days of sloth have ruinously destroyed all that I had achieved in times of zealous industry. My seasons of coldness have frozen all the genial glow of my periods of fervency and enthusiasm, and my fits of worldliness have thrown me back from my advances in the divine life. I had need to beware of lean prayers, lean praises, lean duties, and lean experiences, for these will eat up the fat of my comfort and peace. If I neglect prayer for never so short a time, I lose all the spirituality to which I had attained. If I draw no fresh supplies from heaven, the old corn in my granary is soon consumed by the famine which rages in my soul. When the caterpillars of indifference, the canker worms of worldliness, and the palmer worms of self-indulgence lay my heart completely desolate and make my soul to languish, all my former fruitfulness and growth in grace avails me nothing whatever. How anxious should I be to have no lean-flesh days, no ill-favored hours! If every day I journeyed towards the goal of my desires, I should soon reach it. But backsliding leaves me still far off from the prize of my high calling, and robs me of the advances which I had so laboriously made. The only way in which all my days can be as the fat kine is to feed them in the right meadow, to spend them with the Lord, in His service, in His company, in His fear, and in His way. Why should not every year be richer than the past in love and usefulness and joy? I am nearer the celestial hills. I've had more experience of my Lord, and should be more like Him. O Lord, keep far from me the curse of leanness of soul. Let me not have to cry, my leanness, woe unto me! But may I be well fed and nourished in Thy house, that I may praise Thy name.
Now on this mountain top we have gleaned so many things. We've been drawn closer to His heart, a place that trial brings. We have seen victory over sin and witnessed answered prayer. We have known Christ, He our only strength, found His word a jewel rare. Keep your heart with all diligence. Keep it clean, keep it pure. Make your love for Christ endure. pressing onward to the prize, lest you fall, lest you fail, make your love for Christ prevail.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then please take our thanks for taking the time to do so. You may contact us by email or telephone or by regular mail. You may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. After 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, the children of Israel were preparing to enter the land of promise. As commander of the host, Joshua was responsible to ready his people for the fighting which lay ahead. God had promised the land to Abraham's descendants long ago, and now God confirmed that promise to Joshua. In verse 3 of chapter 1, God said to Joshua, "Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses." As he began this message, Dr. Cairns emphasized that the conquest of the land, as well as victory in the Christian life, is accomplished one step at a time. Joshua had a great goal before him, and he was aware of the need for caring for every detail to assure victory. This is a much-needed lesson for all of God's people. Now to continue this message, Measurable Progress Toward Certain Victory, here is Dr. Cairns.
When you're learning homiletics, the great professors of homiletics tell you that every text you take, every subject you take, must be great enough to hang an entire discourse upon. Take great texts and great subjects. That's a bit of advice I've always tried to take. And so it's with some fear and trepidation that I take something that is so absolutely, and might even say childishly simple, that spiritually we are in the position of Joshua, and our great designs can only be accomplished by paying attention to the day-by-day details. Our great aim can only be achieved by walking through the land, as it were, step by step, paying attention to the particulars, without which the great design can never come to pass. So today I want to take a few minutes to speak to you on the subject of measurable progress toward certain victory. Measurable progress toward certain victory. What we see in Joshua's campaign has a direct parallel with us in the Christian life. Let me make two basic points and seek to apply them to our hearts. First, Joshua had a great goal before him. Joshua knew where he was going. Joshua knew what he was doing. It's very simple to say that. It's not true of very many people. And unfortunately, it is not true of all that many Christians. Now, I'm not saying Christians don't know they're going to heaven. That's not my intention. What I mean is that as we're journeying through this life, a lot of Christians really don't have any clear understanding of what their life is all about. They don't have any clear understanding of where they're headed. They don't really know where they're going, what they're doing, or why they're doing it. Joshua had a great goal before him. His aim was to dispossess the enemy. His aim was to enter into the Lord's full provision and to see the promises of God fulfilled. Now, those are glorious aims, in a spiritual sense, for God's people to have. But at this stage, let me just stop and ask you to ponder a very, very real and sad fact. And I think this will touch a raw nerve in many a Christian here this morning. I must say, as this portion of Scripture and its message was in my mind, it certainly touched a raw nerve with me. Many of us have equally laudable goals, but we fail to attain them. Our grand design often remains only a dream. Too often we never get beyond the wishing stage. I wish, or I intend, or I plan to do this or this or this or achieve the other thing. The grand design is there. We hide our carnality behind such high sounding desires. Now, I don't want to take too long in pursuing this particular point, just to make it, but to making you understand exactly the workings of our mind, the deceptiveness of our own thought processes here. On the one hand, Christians very often will say deliberately. That may sound harsh because they may actually not think it through very clearly, but nonetheless, it is consciously done. They will set goals that are so out of reach, so far in the future, or so nebulous in their statement, so high-sounding, things that are so indefinite that they can't be attained. And therefore the Christian, of course, can never be hard on himself for not attaining them. I mean, if General Eisenhower's advisors had simply come up with the objective, well, we're going to win the war, and that's all. Now let's sit back, fellas. We have a great objective. We have a wonderful design. We're going to win the war. So what? Europe and the world would long since have been sunk in the darkness of Nazi terror. But that's what Christians do. So frequently. Then there's another way our mind works. We set a great objective before us. And then once we make up our minds, understand that word, we make up our minds. I heard a hymn recently where the people were singing, I am determined. I am determined. I am determined. Well, it's good to be determined, but I have news for you. Your determination will not get you off your face. You'll fall there every time. We make up our minds. We're going to achieve this, 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 or the other thing. And then we sit back in the glow of glorious achievement. Look what we have done. We have set a great aim before us. Congratulate ourselves upon it, even though we haven't moved an inch toward it. Now, it is very important for us that we know the will of God. It's very important for us that we put ourselves in Joshua's position and we have set clearly before us what the Lord promises to us. The very first thing, therefore, we need to do this morning is to get our hearts settled before God. Come to an understanding of exactly what the book of God sets before us as God's will first for every Christian in spiritual terms. There are certain things that God sets before every individual Christian. There are no exceptions. And we should get those things clearly in our minds. But merely recognizing our goal is far from good enough. Because the second thing I note about Joshua is that he took the steps necessary to reach the God-given goal. Every place that the sole of his foot trod upon was what the Lord gave him. You see, Joshua couldn't sit dreaming of conquering Canaan. Could you imagine Joshua sitting at the head of a huge army? Huge, certainly, by the standards of those days. On the other side of Jordan, can you have seen him there sitting day after day, dreaming about conquering Canaan? You'd have said, the man's mad. He's mad. And you'd have been right. And yet there are Christians here this morning, and you have been sitting doing nothing but dreaming of ever being anything great for God or doing anything great for God. It's a dream, nothing more. Joshua could not merely hope that it would all come to pass. So many of us are drifting on from day to day, and this is true of so many churches. And it is a great pitfall for churches, just drifting on from day to day, hoping that something's going to happen. Hoping it'll all come good in the end. Joshua could not even sit back and say, well, God has promised me the promised land, the land of Canaan. Therefore, I can confidently await it falling into my lap. Joshua couldn't do that either. He'd never have got it. Oh, the Lord did promise him that land, but the Lord also promised, you'll get it as the soles of your feet tread every inch of the land. You see, Joshua had to learn that he would conquer exactly as much land as he occupied. Put that in other words, words that will be much more easily applied to the daily Christian life. Joshua had to learn that his victory would be no better than his daily walk with God. His victory would be no better than his daily walk with God. And that's why Joshua had to make every single step count for God. He had to walk humbly with his God. He had to walk in fellowship with his God. He had to walk day by day with the light of God's Word streaming down upon his pathway in total submission to the dictates of that Word and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Joshua had to walk in order to win in the warfare. Men and women, that's the way it is with you and me. These things are true in our lives. There are two things, therefore, we must consider. What are our main objectives? And what steps must we take to achieve them? The Apostle Paul said, to me to live is Christ. It's very easy to say that. But Paul could make such a statement. That is one of the most amazing statements that any man has ever been able honestly to make. Paul could make such a statement because he was totally sold out to his God. There were no ifs, no buts. There were no caveats. There were no hiding places. Paul was sold out to Christ to live or to die. To me, to live is Christ. Before him ever, he had Christ. Paul's outlook in life was never, how much money will I make? How much popularity will I gain? How much success will I achieve? That was never Paul's outlook. Paul's outlook was Christ. How will this glorify Christ? How will this set forth Christ? He could boast, and I say boast because that's the word that he himself liked to use. He could boast to the churches of Galatia that he had evidently set forth Christ before them. To me, to live is Christ. What an objective. What an objective. That's putting it in very, very wide terms. But I think that it's a very attractive way of putting it for the child of God. But as you think of that, I want you to sit back before the Lord today and ask yourself the question, what is my life? What is my life? What is my life all about? Now let's not hide behind empty phrases. Let's not hide behind mere hypocritical assertions. Let us lay our hearts bare before our God today and simply face the question, for me to live today is what? What is it to live? What does life really mean to me? What is my great goal in life? What are all my energies channeled toward? Is there anything that I can say, that is life for me? That, my friend, is your objective.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.